this is The Big Fight, and I'm Maria Shakil. Winter may be still a few weeks away, but Delhi's air quality index continues to drop. A thick blanket of dust and polluted air has already settled over Delhi. The Supreme Court today has come down heavily on Delhi's air quality panel, saying that the body set up to control pollution in the NCR region has failed to serve its purpose, saying it was all in the air. Justice Abhay Oka said there is no compliance with a single provision of the Commission for Air Quality Management Act. Just a few days ago, the Delhi government, remember, announced a 21-point winter action plan to mitigate the crisis during the critical months ahead. The plans include initiatives such as the use of drones to monitor pollution hotspots, an anti-dust campaign utilizing road sweeping machines, and artificial rain. However, there's no answer to how it plans to tackle the main source of local air pollution, which is largely increased number of vehicles, industrial units, construction activities, 24-hour burning garbage dumps, diesel engines, air conditioners, and thermal plants. The burning of paddy straw by the farmers in neighboring states sparks a blame game every year. There seems to be no easy or quick solution to the problem of stubble burning, which contributes significantly to air pollution. Delhi has already tried traffic restriction measures, multi-million dollar air filtration towers, and the use of fleets to water spraying trucks to dissolving the particulate matter in the air, but to no avail. Is the graded action plan a comprehensive plan that Delhi needs to contain air pollution? Or is it more of an ad hoc arrangement which won't lead to solutions, but more of a band-aid to Delhiites' troubles? On The Big Fight tonight, we have all the stakeholders, from politicians to activists to doctors, and above all, the citizens of Delhi, to get their views to their, you know, the bosses of various political parties, and we'll make them accountable and answerable. Joining me here in the studio, Reena Gupta, national spokesperson of the Aam Aadmi Party. We have Anil Gupta, spokesperson of Delhi BJP. Adil Singh Boparai representing the Congress. Vivek Chattopadhyay is of CSE. And we also have pulmonologist Dr. Anurag Deshpande. Joining me online is Pallavi Pant, air quality scientist, Gaurav Kumar Bansal, environment lawyer, and Dr. Pradipto Ghosh is former Secretary, Ministry of Environment, joining us as well. I'm going to begin with you, Vivek. The Supreme Court's tough words certainly show that there is no solution, but more of a reaction when the time is approaching.
Yeah, it's like this observation was apparent, because the way it has been portrayed, that always we pass directions, any authority. Like they must have said to the court that 80 directions have been issued. But whether those are implemented or not, there is no track record of that. That has to be presented concretely in the court over the years, what has been done, when it has been set up, and what kind of actions have been taken. The major purpose of the commission was to coordinate with the states, whether it is happening or not. Some improvement is noticed with the past year's parali burning or stubble burning data, but that may not be enough to tackle the problem of air pollution. So are we doing enough of the actions, and whether the major actions, those are required in the kind of vehicles, industries, power plants, small and medium scale units, say biomass burning, or providing clean fuel to households across the IGP plane, I would say. Whether all those activities are happening at a scale or not, that is missing. And wherever we see that, there are excuses that why this cannot be done. So I think that is the major hindrance.
And Gaurav Bansal, I would agree, it's all up in the air. You know, everything is on paper, but when it comes to concrete plans for ensuring that Delhi doesn't turn into a gas chamber, there is no solution per se. Although I would say that this time the party in power here has started to prepare in the month of September when we will be seeing that very, very terrible air quality perhaps in the next few weeks.
See, first of all, in Delhi, or why we talk about only of Delhi, we have to talk about on a larger picture is NCR road, whole yes. NCR, which suffer. And earlier there were three seasons, the summer, winter and the rainy season. Now we are having four seasons, the summer, winter, rainy and the pollution season. Okay, so this is something happening continuously since last 10 years. And what I have failed is because I am also as a practicing lawyer and practicing into the the environment and the wildlife. What I have observed that the courts are doing their job. Court can only instruct. Court can only guide. They can only dictate an order, not the order, but they can also say, okay, what are the problems? Tell us. We will try to find out the solution. But at the same time, court can't go on the, basically, they can't implement the order. As far as the implementation is concerned, it is the duty wholly and solely of the executive. And here, because of the political will, because of the, even citizens, we the citizens are in that sense, we have to participate. And your show name is a big fight. I will say it's a right now war going on. As far as the air pollution is concerned.
Yes, because absolutely.
The whole scenario which is going on shows that there is a lack of implementation of the orders, lack of will. There are serious things which we are not addressing. So
we'll talk about those serious things.
The citizens are...
What should be done, because we have citizens in the studio. I'm sure they have questions for the politicians. But because the buck stops with the executive, and that's where Reena Gupta and others come in. Reena Gupta, a 21-point plan, very well taken, starting in September. But there is already a thick blanket of toxic air, which will impact, many like us. Eye irritation, nose irritation has already begun.
So, Maria, before we find any solution, we have to articulate the problem properly. तो पहले तो आपको आइडेंटिफाई करना पड़ेगा प्रॉब्लम क्या है. सब लोग बोलते रहते हैं दिल्ली दिल्ली दिल्ली. अगर आज आप गूगल में डालें दुनिया की 100 सबसे पोल्यूटेड सिटीज, आउट ऑफ दैट 90 आर इन इंडिया. सो इट इज नॉट अ दिल्ली प्रॉब्लम. दैट्स द फर्स्ट पॉइंट. 2019 देयर वाज अ स्टडी बाय WHO व्हिच सेड दैट 99.5% ऑफ डिस्ट्रिक्ट्स इन इंडिया द एयर क्वालिटी इज नॉट अप टू द स्टैंडर्ड. So there is an air quality emergency going on in the whole country. And have we heard the parliament even discuss it once, ki air quality ka issue hai? Have we heard the Honorable Prime Minister of India ever speak of air quality? We don't even hear the Union Environment Minister talk about air quality. So we have to first agree it is not a Delhi problem. It is a problem of the country. A large part, if we just talk about North India Indo-Gangetic Plain, which is what in the winter every year gets worst affected. 70 crore people, 70 crore log rehte hain is Indo-Gangetic Plain mein. Delhi, Haryana, Jhajjar, Sonipat, Baghpat, Meerut. Aap koi bhi shaharon ke naam le lijiye. Sabki air quality, winters, aap doctor se baat kariye, asthma, dama, sab badh jata hai. To agar hum ye bolte rahe, Delhi mein itni problem hai, Delhi mein itni pollution hai, to hamara jo approach hoga, wo cookie cutter approach hoga. अगर हम कहेंगे कि पूरे इंडो गैंजेटिक प्लेन की प्रॉब्लम है, नॉर्थ इंडिया की प्रॉब्लम है, देन वी विल बी एबल टू फाइंड सॉल्यूशंस. लेट मी कंप्लीट. सो यू नो व्हाट हैपेंस इज दैट दिल्ली गवर्नमेंट एनीवेज इज अ वेरी प्रोएक्टिव गवर्नमेंट. हैव यू हर्ड एनी चीफ मिनिस्टर ऑफ एनी स्टेट इवन टॉक अबाउट एयर क्वालिटी इंडेक्स? आई डोंट थिंक योगी आदित्यनाथ या किसी और चीफ मिनिस्टर को पता भी है कि AQI होता क्या है. एवरी ईयर वी कम आउट विद अ विंटर एक्शन प्लान, वी कम आउट विद अ समर एक्शन प्लान.
व्हाट अबाउट अदर नेबरिंग स्टेट्स? Dr. Anil Gupta.
Maria, problem is this. Whenever you talk to Delhi or Kejriwal government, they bypass this question to the other neighboring states. They don't want to do the job which Delhi government needs to do.
But Supreme Court today has asked questions to a body which directly reports to the Environment Ministry.
I'm giving all the details to you. I have the facts with me. See, how the air pollution is created. It is a technical subject, not a political subject. You know, air quality index has 8 parameters. Normally around the year, the 6 parameters are within range. That is either carbon monoxide, the sulfur, NOx, ozone and all this. Only the 2 parameters, PM 2.5 and PM 10. And they are creating history. Delhi is creating a history in the world. Every year we get a tag of red letter day of the history where AQI crosses 999. And what Gopal Rai is doing, what Kejriwal Sahib is doing, they are doing just the cosmetic work. They are making this blueprint, they are 21 program, the 15 program. I tell you the problem. Delhi is generating 11,000 tons of CND waste regularly. And you check the records of Delhi government. 3,100 CND waste, they don't have the facility to treat. It is lying everywhere in the roads. They are not sweeping it. Delhi has a road network of 28,000. You see, you go, you take your camera everywhere. There is a lot of potholes. You know how much dust they generate? They are not doing any work. They are not cleaning the roads. Major source of PM 2.10, for PM 2.5 is roughly 40%, PM 10 is 56%. They are never...
But Dr. Anil Gupta, you are making it about Delhi government versus you. The question is that Delhi is getting, you know, the air quality is being impacted also because of the neighborhood. What is Haryana government doing, BJP government? What about Uttar Pradesh?
Just one data point, it's very relevant. 75% of Delhi's air pollution originates from outside the geographical boundary of Delhi.
Very wrong.
This is the example that you're setting for the citizens, the young boys and girls who are here. They want to ask you questions, but Anil Singh, Adil, please come in.
Well, Maria, the irony is that there is a tug of war between the Delhi government and the central government, and ordinary residents are suffering. Just saw it on your program. There is a tug of war. You know, I've always believed that in this country, there is no dearth of laws. There is no paucity of laws. The problem is that there is a lack of will to enforce those laws. Now, another misconception which does the rounds this time of the year, that it's the stubble burning which is responsible for the air pollution. This is factually incorrect. There are numerous empirical studies which indicate that stubble burning is just a minuscule percentage. The primary reasons for air pollution is construction dust and vehicular emission. What are the governments doing about it? You have the Environment Act. You have the Water Act, you have the Air Act, you have State Pollution Control Boards, you have the central government. These are agencies which have to work in tandem. Now, look at the Smog Tower Initiative. It's been an utter failure. I agree with her that we have to diagnose the problem correctly. But the Smog Tower Initiative has been a failure. How has it benefited the residents? Number two, more than 7,000 crore rupees of money has been collected in the form of environment cess. Has that money been utilized? The answer is no. So therefore, like I said earlier, the problem today is enforcement. And this is an issue which cuts across party lines. Let me say this with a sense of responsibility. It affects each one of us here. But the problem is the central government, the Delhi government lack will. They want to indulge in this passing the buck business. They don't want to take accountability.
Absolutely.
And this is where the problem lies.
Okay, Pallavi Pant, let's begin by breaking some myths, as Adil was pointing out. What is the contribution of stubble burning to pollution in Delhi?
That is a good question. I think stubble burning is more of a seasonal source in Delhi and across the IGP region for that matter, mostly because we see the burning happen in very discrete chunks of time. So what it does is it adds to the already existing pollution load. It is, you know, an easier source for all of us to see because we see the, you know, images of fires burning and satellite images of all those dots that you can see across the area. But the, you know, important thing to bear in mind here is that there will be seasonal sources of air pollution that, you know, come into play at particular times during the year. And there are sources that are going to be year-round. So, for instance, in the summer period, we often also see dust levels, become really high, often because there are, sort of dust patterns that get carried through wind and impact the air quality locally. So when thinking about sources, we really need to be thinking what are sources that are year-round and measures to control those. And then sources that may be seasonal, really critical and important at certain periods of time. But absolutely, I will say stubble burning is one contributor to the air pollution problem in Delhi and across the IGP, but not the driving force for all of the pollution we see.
Okay, so I think that answers a very important political question which has been playing out between Delhi and the neighboring states, that stubble burning is not the main contributor. You can tell the farmers to stop stubble burning, but that is not really the solution. But come in now, Dr. Anurag. We have been talking about, diseases and our life duration getting short because of the quality of air that we breathe in Delhi. It's a sad story. We are paying taxes. There is cess, environment cess, but we are not getting our due. Is there sudden increase that you see in particular months, and has that trend already started?
Thank you for this question. So we very clearly see that the cases of respiratory diseases, particularly exacerbation of asthma, COPD, and even cough lasting for weeks together, starts as soon as the pollution level goes up. And currently, we haven't yet seen those type of cases starting. But usually, we see that in mid-October or end of October, and the whole of November, December month, all our patients are suffering. Those patients who should recover earlier, who should use to recover in about a week, 10 days, do not recover from the symptoms for weeks together. They have to miss schools, offices, and their quality of life is significantly impacted. Each and every year, patients are scared that now the season of pollution is coming. So they are really scared, and that is the fact.
So Delhi essentially is becoming unlivable. But talking about the bureaucratic back and forth which is happening here, Dr. Ghosh, today, the Supreme Court came down heavily on the Commission for Air Quality, raised questions on its functioning, that this board has been passing orders, perhaps nothing seems to be happening. There is also the Pollution Control Board, which has more than 50% of its positions vacant. Is the problem multiplicity of agencies? Too many bodies, but little being done.
Well, it's partly a problem of too many agencies. But I think we need to look at this problem in perspective. You see, it's not as if there is some cabal out there which is engaging in polluting activities. Polluting activities are an outcome of the livelihoods of millions or hundreds of millions of people in the Indo-Gangetic plain. And regulating and enforcing these regulations on these myriad activities over hundreds of millions of people is a task which is formidable. Not that it cannot be done, but it is formidable. I think we have to distinguish between two aspects of pollution. One is the long-term pollution, which is primarily due to these livelihood activities, and the short-term pollution, which is to address the symptoms of spikes in pollution. Now, in winter, because of atmospheric conditions, we see a vast increase in ambient pollution from sources which, are partly seasonal, but then they are not of an order of magnitude higher than what we see in the rest of the year. They are different, but they are not of an order of magnitude higher. The one exception I would say is that the parali burning is something which, certainly it contributes overall a modest amount to pollution, but it leads, because it is concentrated in a short period of 3 weeks, it leads to sudden spikes in air pollution. And that is something that, is a very difficult problem to address because, the whole question of parali burning is linked to various kinds of various political economy issues. The farmers in North India, they were tasked in Punjab and Haryana with producing grain during the period of Green Revolution, and certain policies were put in place. Constituencies are built up around these policies, which are not easy to
Okay.
So the point is, it is an economic issue. It's a livelihood issue. It's a political issue. It's a administrative issue. I do welcome the Supreme Court's interventions in holding agencies to account. But the Supreme Court should not also underestimate the magnitude of the problem.
Well, you know, I would say that because it's repeatedly intervening, it understands the magnitude of the problem. That is the view as well. But just look at some statistics here. The number of registered vehicles, Reena, in Delhi was 3.4 million in 2000, which increased to 12.25 million in 2021-2022. You have gone for banning of 15-year-old vehicles. Then there is an odd and even as well, which temporarily improved the situation. But what Delhi needs, along with most metros, is better infrastructure for and better public transport. If that is done, that's a long-term solution. But that process has to begin someday.
The process is going on, Maria. In the last 5 years, we've doubled the metro lines. We have placed an order for 10,000 electric buses. Delhi right now has 7,800 buses, which is the highest it's ever had in its record. We've just started Mohalla buses, which is the last mile connectivity. We are giving amazing discounts on electric vehicles for Delhi. Delhi is one of the largest electric vehicle cities, which has the maximum number of electric vehicles. Huh. We are doing all of this. We've made a diesel vehicle registration in Delhi very expensive.
No, but then why is there no, you know, a problem? Is it because we are reacting? Because the situation is going to become worse. It's already bad. And that is the reason why it's alarm bells.
No. Delhi pollution levels, PM levels have actually gone down 30%. But the problem is, Maria, what we don't agree as policymakers in this country is that the airshed of Delhi is 300 kilometers around Delhi. So any activity that takes place in that airshed will impact the air quality of Delhi. Okay. And if we keep saying that Delhi mein power plants band kar do, ji band kar diya humne. लेकिन गुड़गांव में और गाजियाबाद में अगर चलेंगे तो वो भी
okay.
दिल्ली में हवा आएगी.
Gupta, since
so
you're smiling,
unless we all work together,
that.
Unless
yes.
we all work together, and I agree with Dr. Ghosh, it is a formidable problem, but it can be solved. China solved the problem. China
absolutely.
China
there
solved the
model.
Problem, but how yes. did China solve? China's central government gave targets to the provincial governments. The China central government did not say ki bhai hamare se 10 saal pehle jo Nehru tha ya jo koi aur tha uski wajah se problem hai.
Okay.
They said
Dr.
okay, you know, we will give targets. And they penalized
has governments. Has there been an effort by your government, because you are the central government, to ensure that there is no politicization of air?
They did not even call we requested, let's call a meeting of all the states in NCR, of the environment minister, all the chief
okay.
minister, let's get
Reena,
together
let him
and make
respond.
A plan.
Let him respond, yes.
See, Delhi has a body, Delhi Pollution Control Committee.
Hmm. He's back to
the
Delhi.
Last... I have to back to Delhi. Problem is of Delhi. Why are you afraid of me?
No, problem is Haryana. I'm not afraid of you. Problem is Haryana. Problem is UP.
Okay, Reena.
One moment, sir.
Don't get angry. Please go ahead. Reena, listen to him, please. Yes.
Last board meeting of the Delhi DPCC, Delhi Pollution Control Committee, was held in 20th February 2024.
Hmm.
That is a regulatory body that take care of the regulatory measure of the pollution in Delhi. Is Delhi government not responsible? Constitutionally, regulatory, every 3 months, a meeting of the board should be held. Is Gopal Rai, Honorable Minister, not responsible? Why that meeting is not held? She is talking, she may be learned, about the electric vehicles. Central government, under the FAME II scheme, has given 1,700 buses to Delhi. Can they show even a single tender that they have purchased of their own a transport e-vehicles in Delhi? They cannot show about road conditions.
Okay. Vivek?
Allow me to complete.
Yes, please. No, because you are making it political.
Then it is not political. Even if single point is political, You can throw me out of this debate.
No, I am giving
the facts. No, and the citizen of Delhi, should be aware of the facts.
Yes, Vivek.
I would like to say, when the central government does anything under fame or anything for the states, it's not charity. They are bound to do it.
It is not charity. But when
you are bound to do it.
That is right. But Delhi government has to do something. Their center government has given under NCAP 33 crores of rupees last year. What they spent? Only 10 crores. Why they have not spent?
Okay.
Under one more point. Under the National Clean Air Program. Under National Clean Air Program. Last year the Delhi position was 9. This year it has slipped to 11. Why they are not taking measures?
Okay, Vivek. And then I'll open the floor. Go ahead.
So, definitely, I would like to say that often it happens every year, like we blame each other. I would like to say clearly that each city pollutes another city.
Yes.
Delhi gets polluted by other cities, and Delhi contributes pollution to, say, Noida and Greater Noida. Every city is in downstream or upstream of another city. As the wind direction changes, the pollution dynamics will change. So certainly, we have to scale up this action. Otherwise, we will not be able to see the kind of impact we need. The number of deaths because of air pollution is very high. 2.1 million, the recent figures that are showing.
Yes, in fact, the Greenpeace Southeast Asia report said that 54,000 people died in Delhi due to air pollution in 2020.
And the children are heavily impacted.
That's
so, agar hamare action us scale ke nahi honge, hum ladai karte rahenge hamesha.
Each contributor has to do some job.
Yes. So, okay, let's open the floor. Yes, please. The children first here. Yes, go ahead. All of you have something very interesting to say. Protect your ears, protect your health, save the earth, save yourself, of course. Make it a better place. That's beautiful. Please read it yourself and introduce yourself.
Save fuel for better environment. Waste fuel for worst environment. Greetings, everyone. My name is Anaya Bansal. I am from Morden School. Ma'am, my question is for you. Ma'am, your party has always been complaining about pollution being caused by the neighboring states due to stubble burning, one of the states being Punjab. Now, since your party is in Punjab, what steps are being taken in Punjab to reduce pollution caused by stubble burning?
So, what we are doing is we are working with farmers and we are helping them move away from rice. Because rice, in a very short period, they have to harvest the crop, they have to harvest the stubble. And because they don't have the means and resources, they end up burning the stubble. We are motivating farmers to move away from rice. But again, because rice is one of the few crops which has a minimum support program and it has a buyback guarantee, so farmers find it difficult to move. What again, we've been requesting the central government. See, in a country like India, the center and the states have to work together, whether it's agriculture, it's environment, or in any other area. And the central government gets a bulk of the taxes from all of us. So the central government cannot keep saying ki humne tumhe ye de diya, kisi ko khairat mein nahi diya, hamare tax ka paisa hai. If the farmers need a buyback guarantee for other crops, for millets, for moong, all of those crops, then center has to step in.
Okay.
Last year, the Supreme Court said that a separate fund should be made for the farmers so that they don't burn parali and they are able, and from that fund, they should be compensated. But the central government has not created that fund.
One moment. Yes, there is another question.
Greetings. My name is Ahana. I am from Morden School, Barakhamba Road. Climate change, you must not ignore, or the future be no more.
Thank you.
So my question is to the panel at large. We have recently seen that environment is being politicized, which it should not be. Can we as citizens, as students, hope to see partnerships or fruitful partnerships between Delhi and the other and other neighboring states, or even between Delhi and the union at large, and hope to make sure that it's a fruitful partnership?
Yes, I think Adil should be responding to this.
No, I completely agree with your thoughts. I think this is an issue where all stakeholders must collectively address this problem. You couldn't have articulated it better. And therefore, my on behalf of my party, I urge the Delhi government and the central government, you have the resources at your disposal, you have the funds at your disposal, you have the agencies at your disposal. Please stop squabbling between yourselves. Let's address this issue and find long-term solutions. One solution which comes to my mind is improving public infrastructure. Mm. Today, our infrastructure, public transport is in shambles. We need to improve that. Number two, how do we intend to deal with construction dust? Let's look at best practices across the world and find the solution.
Okay.
Yeah,
this
can
side.
I answer?
Yes,
because,
please.
I think the children have raised a very valid question. And children, I'm telling you, you caught hold of all politicians. and ask them these questions. See what the center government has done. Last year, center government has given 3,333 crores to manage this stubble burning in Punjab. About 1,50,000 machines are available with the Punjab government. Their SDM, their officer, has to go to the farmers to do the processing. Farmers are not at fault. See, when this rice crop is over, they are in a hurry to do the potato sometimes. So they sometimes burn it. But the residue management, stubble burning residue management, has to take care. And you know, the last year, roughly 8,000 stubble burning cases were there. If you fly from Delhi to Jammu or Amritsar, you will see from your eyes. And the most stubble burning cases are from the Sangrur, which is the home city of the CM Mann. And they are not taking care. And the thing is, the farmer should be educated. The machines which are giving, and even the 5% of this in the power plants, this stubble residue is being used as a fuel.
Okay.
So center government is doing, but the other state government and the person should not take.
Let's short interjection on this point.
Yes, please.
So you know, the gentleman here raised the issue about farmers. I think the answer and the way forward is that the governments must give economic incentives. Please understand, no farmer burns it out of choice.
Yes.
It is a compulsion. They don't have the resources. Agriculture in this country is not profitable. So therefore, it's all the more important on the central government and the state government to transfer funds so that they are incentivized to make this shift towards better and more economically efficient management processes.
My name is Viren Khanna. I'm the founder of New Delhi Nature Society. So I've noticed nobody is talking about trees. Trees are the only thing which reduces pollution. In Delhi, we have buildings increasing, cars increasing, roads increasing, people increasing, but the trees are reducing. There's more than 5 trees getting cut every hour. And we are working on saving trees, so we want all the different parties also to talk about the green helpline, help the residents of Delhi report tree felling. Right now, next month, a lot of people are going to cut trees just because it's winter and they want some extra sunlight. It's illegal to cut the trees. It's... there's a ban by the Delhi High Court also. So, yeah, we shouldn't see the politicians trying to get votes from those people by allowing tree felling in the colonies.
Point well taken. Pallavi, would you respond to this? I think that's a very, very pertinent point which has been made. What are we doing to increase the green cover of Delhi?
Yeah, I think, you know, green space and trees in general, even beyond air pollution, have a lot of benefits for people's health and quality of life. And I just want to go back to, you know, the conversation that has been happening over the last few minutes. I think the, you know, two things for all of us to keep in mind, and this is what the experience in many parts of the world has also shown, is unfortunately, air pollution is not a problem that can be solved quickly. In every place that we've seen air quality improvements, it's taken years and decades of time. But the one consistent thing has been sustained action and reduction of emissions at source. So even if we look at the China example that was evoked just a while ago, what was done in China over the last 10 years in particular was a significant investment into reducing emissions at source. So we're trying to, you know, reduce where the pollution is coming from, significantly increasing interministerial and interdepartment coordination. So not just the environment ministry, but also the energy and, you know, other ministries getting involved in the decision making around air pollution, and also significant advancements and investments in local data generation, tracking what's happening, where are we making progress. And I will just say, having worked in this space for a while, there are places across the country and, you know, also in Delhi where we have seen improvements over the last 10 to 15 years, even in the last 5 years. And we should celebrate those wins. They're not the absolute wins we want. We haven't reached that target of, you know, clean air for all. But in acknowledging those wins and those things that we have been able to successfully do, I think we can also create a more positive environment to continue to lead on that action. And ultimately, unless we have those, you know, strong programs driven by scientific data and evidence, which, believe it or not, we do have a lot of evidence now in India in Delhi on air pollution sources, what's changing over time. So using those to track progress long term and to create not solutions that are for 2 months, 6 month periods,
absolutely,
but what's our 5 year plan? How are we going to stay on course for it? And then emergency measures can come in place if there are episodes, but really keeping the eye on that long term improvement.
Absolutely. So if we are looking at an emergency situation, we talk about air pollution emergency every year. And that brings me to my next question and also a thought from the audience here that could there be a 10-year plan or a 5-year plan? Vivek, shouldn't there be a long-term plan, as Pallavi was pointing out? It cannot be an ad hoc measure.
It has been always their plan. Like CAQM itself has made a plan, air pollution control policy for Delhi and NCR. And I think the targets which has been set for the NCR and Delhi have like largely like we focus on Delhi when we want to increase the bus numbers or the public infrastructure. But when you connect Ghaziabad, for example, or Greater Noida or Gurgaon to Delhi or to the larger NCR, you see the infrastructure is failing. Only we cannot rely on the metro line or the rapid rail that we are building. We have to scale up our solution. There we are failing a lot. And in the larger airshed, we have, I think, 13 or more than 13 power plants running on coal. And they are emitting very heavily. So I think they have to be very clean. So wherever we want to take action and we have the resources, I think we need to take. And certain areas,
That if the public transport becomes smarter, then the entire air pollution in the capital will be reduced. Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
I am Divya Shah, and I'm from New Delhi Nature Society. Toxic air goes beyond just reduced lung capacity and health problems. It also goes to your mental health. It has mental health effects. And a lot of people from my generation, we suffer from depression in this season. We fear to go outside. We are, it's lovely. It's a lovely season, lovely weather in winters, but we are forced to be inside with air purifiers. So it's really, I would say, the opposite of livable. It's a very unlivable city. What are we doing about that? How do we plan to the decision makers? I want to ask, how do we plan to make our cities more walkable? Because I feel if a city is walkable, you know, the vehicular emission is in check. There is a lot of tree cover. People are joyfully moving around inside and out of their houses. So what are we doing? Best of the best cities in the world that are livable cities are walkable and cyclable cities. What are we doing to make our cities cyclable and walkable?
Point taken, yes.
Yeah, hi. My name is Daleep Singh Sabarwal, and I'm appointed as a bicycle mayor of Delhi because I advocate cycle to work. Now, first of all, I would like to correct everybody. It's not a seasonal problem anymore in Delhi NCR. It's an all-year problem that we face when it comes to air pollution. There are multiple factors, you know, causing air pollution, but one of the factors is the vehicular emission. And as per the articles, 38% of the air pollution in Delhi NCR is caused by the vehicular pollution. And when you talk about the carbon monoxide, 83% is contributed by the vehicles. So what are we doing, you know, as a decision maker? Because it's not your problem or my problem. 100% of population is getting affected because of the air pollution. So it's not like you are from the opposition, you are untouched of it. Everybody's, you know, getting affected.
Okay.
So what are we doing to reduce the number of cars? As I said, you know, I promote bicycle to work. What steps have we taken so far to encourage people to use cycle for their local commutes? Because whatever infrastructure development we see, it is only based around, you know, cars. So if you actually, you know, promote cars, you will get pollution in return.
Yes, Reena first.
So first of all, I am so happy to see all of you here asking all the right questions, and I have a lot of respect for the work that Viran and your team is doing. So jab aap log sawal puchenge aur aap log kahenge ki hame chinta nahi hai ki kaun kya kha raha hai aur kaun kya pehen raha hai aur kiska mangalsoot kahan ja raha hai, aap hame batao ki hamare fefron ki kya halat ho rahi hai. So there needs to be more politics on environment and pollution. And I'm so happy to see all of you are here sitting here and asking these questions. Because sometimes I feel this air pollution gets discussed only in the winters. Chunao ke time mein sab bhool jate hain. Parliament session mein sab bhool jate hain. Jab tak hum sab milke sarkaron se sawal nahi poochenge. Aur koi bhi sarkar ho, Aam Aadmi Party ki sarkar ho, kisi aur party ki sarkar ho, tab tak uska solution nahi niklega. जहां तक पेड़ों की बात है, हमने पिछले 4 साल में 2 करोड़ पेड़ लगाए दिल्ली में, Delhi has the highest green cover, 23% of any city in the country. So we are going on planting more and more trees, whereas there is a recent case where you guys are petitioners. 1100 ped Delhi mein illegally central government ne katwaye hain. Supreme Court ne bahut strong remarks pass kiye hain. To jab tak hum sab, again, we have to all work together. We have to recognize it's an emergency and we have to take every step, whether it's increasing public infrastructure, more public transport,
okay,
making sure that nobody else needs to buy a car. There is enough metro lines and enough buses.
Yeah.
See, as per IFSR report 2021, and this is on record, 0.62 kilometer of the forest area of Delhi is depleted. That has gone. God knows. You can check the records. Delhi has a rough population of 3 crores. I want to say, talk to the children. You know, how many trees one person needs in a life? 7 trees. You know, how much carbon dioxide we exhale? 7 trees will take that carbon dioxide from us. So, each person at least plants 7 trees. So, how many trees should be there in Delhi? Delhi is the highest densely populated city of the country. You know, Delhi has an area of roughly 1,400 kilometers. Population is 3. How many trees are needed in Delhi? 21 crore trees. If we go with this speed, and you have rightly talked of the plan, Delhi has a plan, but Delhi doesn't have an environmental plan. Delhi should have the master plan, 5-year plan, 10-year plan for master. Okay. One more thing last. I am telling, I am a politician also, I am an expert also. Pollution is not, we cannot solve the problem in one day. We need a long-term planning. We need the full measures. The cosmetic work like Delhi government is doing will not help.
Okay, so when will that long-term planning start? Yes, you wanted to make a point about mental health.
I wanted to make a very important point that not only where we are discussing that the lungs get affected, asthma gets increased, we are seeing cases of smoking-related lung cancers, which we used to see in only in smokers, in non-smokers, in young female. Also, the very important point that not only pulmonary system, but multifactorial cardiovascular system, increased risk of stroke is also there. The fetus in the mother's wombs, lung development of the fetus is also getting affected. So each of our family member, either all of them, either they are elderly people or they are young or some are pregnant, every one of them is getting affected. So the severity of the problem has to be understood really deeply.
Okay.
Otherwise, the measures will be really very superficial.
Dr. Pradipta Ghosh, the concern certainly is that how often do we talk about environment when it is not winter, when the situation has not become worse? We only talk about it when it is emergency. Till then, it is just about other issues. Do you think the responsibility is to ensure that the governments particularly understand that if there is an environment cess, the money comes from the taxpayers, then where is that money going? We should be holding governments accountable.
I completely agree. And I think that the air pollution issue in the Indo-Gangetic plain can only be solved if it becomes a major electoral issue. Until candidates understand that unless in their 5-year tenure that there is visible and permanent improvement in air pollution, there will be only marginal action, lip service during periods of concern. Now, I would like to come in on the point that was made about trees. I agree with Pallavi that, you know, in all the major cities of the world where air pollution has been addressed, it has taken decades, and the focus has been on curbing pollution at source. That is the major part of what the National Action Plan on clean air also does. Now, this is something that goes to the heart of economic activity, and it requires vast resources on the parts of government as well as the citizenry. But trees have a special role, and we're not talking about a few trees in this city and a few trees in that city. In China, for example, they had a program called the Great Green Wall of China. And essentially what it did was to block the particular pollution which was coming from the Gobi Desert. At the very least, we need a great green wall of India, extend largely across our western part of the country. Why western part of the country? Because that is where the dust is generated, and also a lot of the PM10 is coming from outside the country, from Central Asia, not from Middle East. So, and this is a program which will require a great deal of resources. It will need a great deal of political commitment. But this will address, this will complement the focus on addressing sources of pollution. We also remember that a lot of the dust is natural in origin, and it has historically been so. But you know, the only real solution to that is something.
The Great Green Wall of India. I think that's a fantastic idea there, Dr. Ghosh. A quick word from you, please go ahead.
So my name is Jitin Sharma, and I am the working member of Fridays for Future Delhi, and I am founder of Young Environmental Sounds. Now, the whole conversation is now about the trees. So I would like to comment on the topics which you initiated, that ma'am said ki there is like 11,000 trees were being fell down, and then sir also said that Delhi's forest cover has been on the decline. Now I would like to tell that again, Supreme Court had to hold that deforestation which was there from past 3 years. And the irony, the hypocrisy here is that that project is by the central government itself, and on the land of Delhi, on Delhi's land. So what was the Delhi government doing? And again, what was the central government doing?
We have really come to the end of this discussion, but you're leaving us with a thought that is this some kind of political hypocrisy? But can environment become a subject of national movement away from politics? And what about that green great wall of India? Perhaps time has come for a more partnership. That is the word that this girl used here. Collaboration between the center and the state to solve this environment issue. Thank you so much for joining us. Dr. Pradipto Ghosh there, Gaurav Kumar Bansal online joining us. We also had Pallavi. Thank you so much. Vivek Chattopadhyay, Reena Gupta, Dr. Anil Gupta Adil, and Dr. Anurag. Thank you for joining us. With that, it's a wrap from me. I'll be seeing you next week on another episode of The Big Fight. Thanks so much for watching.